Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That is the average national savings per year. That's based on survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
All right, we got a good friend of ours. I believe, Rob, you cool with Josina?
Oh,
Josina Anderson, our good friend from back in the day at the old network.
Oh, yeah.
NFL reporter, host of Undefined with Josina Anderson. That's her new podcast, and she gets some good guests. It's a good watch. So,
she's got a lot of connections. She knows a lot of people in the NFL, broke a lot of stories over at the old place. So, yes, Josina.
Yes, it'll be great to talk with her. But and one thing we'll talk to her about, Rob, is Dak Prescott. And, Rob G, obviously things are starting to trickle out about the contract. And our buddy, friend of the show, Charles Robinson from Yahoo, has tweeted out some details that shed a little more light on it. Rob G, go ahead.
Yeah, he has an interesting thread on his Twitter account, at Charles Robinson, but perhaps the most interesting, two things here. The cash flow for Dak's deal inside the first 15 months is $106 million when you account the franchise that he got. which means his 3-year cash flow from last year to this next 2 years will be $29 million more than Pat Mahomes in the first 3 years of his deal. But here's something that'll really blow your socks off. You know, Pat Mahomes got that $500 million contract that everybody was so excited about. If this goes as planned, according to Charles Robinson, Dak will be back at the negotiating table for his next extension in 3 years after the TV and the gambling money has kicked in, which means he should be on course to be the highest earning player in NFL history.
But this is this. We talked about this. Why the Mahomes deal looked good, like just the numbers, but the guarantees weren't where they should have been. And this is going to hurt him long term. And it's unbelievable that a guy like Dak will actually, you know, lap him, Chris. You know what I mean?
You like know, money-wise. And obviously, Pat Mahomes, you know, wanted to take less money to help them sign more players, and that's his prerogative for sure. We saw Tom Brady do it year in, year out. But, Rob, a lot of this, I'm looking at the agent. And I know the agent works for the player, so I don't know if Dak strong-armed him and just said, get it done or whatever. But this is kind of a tale of two agents. Who are the agents, Rob? You get their names for us if you can. Todd France for Dak, but Lee Steinberg, who's a very, you know, good agent, reputable agent. Maybe he was just moving off what Pat Mahomes wanted. But this is one guy. Todd France did his thing. He did his thing, and Dak Prescott is going to benefit greatly from it. And like I said, good for him. And we'll see, Rob. Look. Like I said, they got a bad division. I do think there's some talent there. You know, 2 years ago, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Others picked them to go last year. So there's some talent there, and I do think Dak is a good quarterback. But they better deliver. That's all there is to it because they got a long way to go. All right, speaking of doing this thing, Rob, I thought the star of NBA All-Star Sunday – which I enjoyed thoroughly. I really did. I actually like the one-day format. I don't think they'll go to that, you know, because All-Star Weekend is a thing. And it's just, you know, they spread it out over the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I enjoyed everything in one night. And I thought Steph Curry was a star. Steph Curry won the three-point shootout, got major love. I mean, Reggie Miller calling him the best shooter of all time, which means a lot coming from a Reggie Miller who played against and with Larry Bird, or for Larry Bird as a coach, and who himself, you know, some people might try to say he was the best shooter of all time. LeBron, I don't know if you saw that gushing tweet, Rob, did you see LeBron's tweet about Steph after the game?
No, I saw LeBron's 4 points in 13 minutes. Go ahead.
LeBron gushed. Maybe only played 13 minutes or whatever it was because he wanted to watch Steph. But he said he was so thankful for finally playing on Steph's team. These were the hashtags, Rob, that LeBron put on his tweet for Steph. And I know this is eating up Rob G. Hashtag greatest shooter of all time. Hashtag changed the game by himself alone. Like LeBron was driving it home by himself alone. And hashtag respect beyond words. So, and then something like hashtag two kids from Akron, because Steph was born in Akron when his dad was playing with the Cavs. But yeah, so good. And then obviously he had a great game. Could have been the MVP. A lot of people thought he should have won it. Dame Lillard certainly had a strong argument as well. But Giannis, I get it. I mean, 16 for 16. I know it was nine dunks and several other layups. And then
That's the NBA.
Well, that's my thing. Like Rob, the All-Star games are always a bunch of uncontested dunks and layups, but nobody's gone 16 for 16. You
right.
know, so
no, he should have been 16 for 16. I mean, yeah, if you can't win the MVP for being perfect. I mean, come on.
It's too hard to overlook. He didn't have the most impact. I thought that was Steph. And then late when it was out of hand, Dame went off. But it's just hard not to reward perfection like that. So anyway, Steph talked after the game, and here's what he said.
What fuels you? What more do you have to accomplish?
I have a lot to accomplish. I don't have anything to prove. There's a little subtle difference there. But what drives me is just having fun. I truly love to play basketball. I'm just appreciative and grateful that it's at the highest level. And, yeah, I get to kind of still pursue a higher level of excellence on the court. Because we all know, you know, our careers have a finite window, and you never know when the basketball gods, if you will tell you to hang them up. So as long as I feel healthy and strong and able to keep doing what I'm doing, the joy naturally comes out. And that fuels everything, you know, with my teammates, with, you know, that season-to-season grind, chasing championships and all that. I just love it.
Well, the meaty part of that quote, of course, was, I have a lot left to accomplish, but nothing to prove. And I think he was saying that purposely. Like, I don't have anything to prove, but I got a lot left to accomplish. Your thoughts, Rob?
I mean, he wouldn't have to mention that if he didn't know that there are people who still question him. Why would you even put that in? I don't have anything to prove. Well, nobody asked you that. That wasn't even what the question she asked. She asked about what else do you feel like you want to accomplish or something. That was the question. I didn't hear anything about having to prove anything. That's because deep down, he knows that there are people who probably don't buy in all the way that he's that guy that people talk about, who hasn't won an MVP in the finals, who also choked down a 3-1 lead that had never happened in the NBA finals, a guy that when Kevin Durant showed up, took over his team like he took his lunch money. So there's stuff that people look at. If you're one of those guys, transcendent players, nobody can come on your team and be bigger than you. No, I don't care what they say. If you're truly a transcendent player, Kevin Durant can't overshadow you.
And Kevin Durant's better.
And he dwarfed him. I'm just talking about a transcendent player.
How did he dwarf him?
Chris, it's my opinion.
I'm asking you questions, so
I'm just telling you, it's my opinion.
They average about the same amount of points.
The guy who won both finals MVPs and to me was the biggest part in them winning those 8 out of 9 playoff finals games was Kevin Durant to me. That's all.
Steph is right. And that's why I thought yesterday was so big, because there has been this narrative out there that some players don't respect him or he's overrated and all that. That's why I thought the weekend was huge, because a lot of those people that, you know, I mean, you saw stars of the game, transcendent players, as you said, Rob, giving him major love. Reggie Miller doesn't have to call Steph Curry the greatest shooter of all time, but he does. That's huge. The woman who interviewed him after the game, I can't think of her name, she called him the greatest shooter of all time. Now, I might not mean much coming from her, but it just shows that now they're throwing it out there. She's probably throwing it out there because of Reggie. Kenny Smith, who we all know knows the game, former player, and actually was clutch. We remember him with the Houston Rockets winning some of their championships. He said that, which I don't even agree with this statement, but for him to say during the 3-point shootout that of all the guys in the league right now, the one that I would want taking the last shot is Steph Curry. That's huge. Again, he don't have to say that. LeBron James played with Giannis. He played with all these other superstars yesterday, and yet he sends out a tweet about Steph Curry. This is a guy who has lost championships to Steph. 3 to be exact. Is it 3? 3 times Steph beat him in the finals, and yet he's giving him that kind of love. So I don't think Steph Curry has a darn thing to prove. We heard Shaq last week, which, again, we disagreed with, but still. Shaq said he's had more influence than any other player of the last 30 years. So he gets mad respect. I mean, I don't know what, again, to me, nothing to prove. He's changed the game. He's won 3 championships. I think he's the best, quote-unquote, small player of all time. And he's playing at the top of his game. Who knows how much longer he'll play. But he's absolutely right. He's got still stuff to accomplish, as does LeBron. And Tom Brady is feeling that way, even as he's won 7 Super Bowls. So, you know, I thought he handled it very well. And if indeed there are the haters out there, which I'm sure there are, I thought he said maybe he was addressing them, and it's fine, because I can't imagine what in the world he has left to prove.
877-99 on Fox.
Your turn to weigh in. Does Steph Curry have anything left to prove, or has he done it already? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Was this the Quiet Storm night?
CB, it starts off slow.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Discover Card also, they match all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99%. Of the places in the United States that take credit cards. That's right, 99%. It's basically everywhere. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report, limitations do apply. Let's go to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. Does Steph Curry still have stuff to prove?
Here's one thing he could prove. He's 0-for-9 to win a game in the playoffs in his career. When his shot would win the game. So he's yet to make one of those shots, but I guess it doesn't matter. Other people are making them. Walter in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
He's good.
What you got?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, so I heard this was, what, about 1 or 2 years ago, wasn't it? Jordan and some of those guys saying they wouldn't put Steph in the top 10. Just going to get your thoughts. Seems like kind of, you know, some of the old school players are coming up and saying, yeah, he's a great shooter now. But, like, what's changed the last couple of years where it kind of seemed like he was getting sniffed and snubbed when they had those great runs with his teams at Golden State? Sounds like a different tune now being changed. Is it new players wanting to play with him and maybe beef him up and get him out of Golden State, or what's going on?
Well, I mean, top 10, just because guys aren't putting him in the top 10, I mean, that top 10 is hard to crack. You know, in fact, I don't know. People aren't even in agreement on the top 10 because they're really about 12 or 13 guys that people feel like are deserving of that top 10. So I don't think that's a slight. Nick Wright, we were on First Things First this morning. He was joking. Of course, he loves all things LeBron. And he was joking that when Steph's a free agent in a couple years, he's going to join LeBron in the Lakers. So maybe LeBron was throwing that out there to start to pave the way for to try to recruit Steph. Who knows? Hey, I mean, if I don't see Steph leaving Golden State, first of all. But if Brooklyn ran off 2 championships and just destroyed everybody, would a Steph LeBron, you know, team up be that out of the question? I don't know. Who knows what could happen by then? But I wouldn't predict it.
Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you.
What up, bro?
You know, I'm going to go a little different, if that's all right, on this. I thought this was kind of a shot at Kyrie, and here's why. You know, when he said he finally got to share the floor with Steph Curry and it was well overdue, loved every second of it, I took that as a shot at Kyrie based on what Kyrie had said a few months prior or weeks prior about KD and having a closer and finally having a guy. Add to that when he said, greatest shooter of all time, changed the game, did it by himself. That, to me, was a shot at KD because KD is the guy who won 2 titles, arguably 4 Steph, and I took that as another shot. it's like he forgot about Klay Thompson, you know. And then the funny thing was when they said greatest shooter, unanimous MVP, you also have to add to that guy's resume, he's got the biggest finals choke job. So I think
in the history of the NBA, right, the history.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but he's also got three rings. Like, the first thing you think of when you think of Steph is not, oh, first guy to blow a 3-1 lead.
That's what I think of.
That's fine. That's you. That's your opinion, remember?
Right.
But most people don't think about that.
When it comes out of my mouth, it's my opinion, yes.
So why you keep saying it's my opinion then?
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
My uncle's from another mother, man. My brother's behind the boy. Y'all better keep it nice today, man. No more walking off, Rob. We need a two-man show all day today, brother.
What are you talking about?
And it's Magic City Monday, baby. You turn that frown upside down, man. Turn that frown upside down. My take real quick, man, is I think I'm going to go the opposite of what Max is talking about. I think he's lightweight, humble bragging, man. By bigging up a dude like Steph. LeBron's just kind of making a sideways excuse for them couple L's he took in the championship. If it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be the next greatest, right? And then on top of that, man, I'm not going to say LeBron would do something like that and diss Kyrie. He's not petty like Kyrie is. He's not in his feelings all the time like Kyrie is. He has nothing else to prove. He's comfortable in his skin. And I think Steph is the same way, man. I don't think he really has anything left to prove. Three championships, two MVPs, only unanimous MVP. He's about to be the number one three-point champion. So what else does he have to prove, man? He got guys wearing old man shoes and shooting threes from half court everywhere you go in the gym, man. Steph is one of the best.
It's interesting. These are some interesting calls, Rob. I don't think LeBron was taking a shot at Kyrie. I don't see that. Could it be Max brought up he thought he was taking a shot at KD? I mean, I guess possibly. Nobody says KD changed the game, though. So would that really be seen as a shot at KD? I could see that more than Kyrie, but I think that is even a stretch. And then the humble brag is interesting because you know who used to big up their opponents, like make their opponents larger than life so it felt like when he beat them, it made him bigger. Muhammad Ali used to do that. I mean, he would big up Oscar Bonavania, Jerry Quarry. I mean, forget Foreman and Frazier and all these guys, but all the other guys, he would talk about them too in beating them down. So I don't know. I think these guys are reading some interesting things into this tweet from LeBron, Rob.
Ron in Fresno, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
First of all, I just want to say I think you guys' show is banging. I can listen to you guys every day on the way home from work.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that.
Next, I'm not a Steph Curry fan whatsoever. However, I will give him the props on. I'm not a hater, so I will give him a props on. He is the greatest shooter of all time. And then the other thing is, does he have something to prove? Unfortunately, for like a person like LeBron and Kobe, those guys are, to me, elite, legit players who can win championships on their own with just a little made-up roster. Steph Curry, he's not that guy. He's just going to always have the shoes to fill of being the greatest shooter of all time. I don't think he'd ever be able to win a championship by himself. He's not that dude. So does he have anything left to prove? Maybe that, yes, he can win another championship with a team built around him. But if not, he's always going to be going down as just the greatest shooter ever and leave all those GOAT calls for LeBron and Kobe and Jordan, which I think they're all the greatest of all time. Why compare one to the other?
We'll beep that out. Here's the thing, and I think you agree with this, Rob. Nobody's won them by themselves. Now, nobody's putting Steph in the GOAT conversation. I mean, you're right about that. LeBron's obviously in there. People throw Kobe in there, and that's fine, too. Nobody's going to put Steph in the GOAT conversation. But I don't think it's fair to say, oh, he's never, you know, he couldn't win it by himself. Because, yeah, he couldn't, but who could? I mean, LeBron has won it with Dwayne Wade, who was what, the number four pick in the draft, and Chris Bosh, who was the number five pick, I think, and something like that. Anthony Davis, the number one pick. Kyrie Irving, the number one pick. Kevin Love, a high lottery pick. Draymond Green was a second round pick. And Klay Thompson was a low lottery pick. So, I mean, everybody needs help. So I think you got to rethink that when you say what you just said about Steph. All right, we are going to be joined by our friend Josina Anderson in a moment, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
She is an NFL reporter, one of the best in the business. We worked with her back at the old place. She's got a new podcast that is terrific. You got to check it out. It's called Undefined with Josina Anderson. Josina, what is
up? What's happening?
Man, let me tell y'all guys, first of all, thank you for having me on the show, okay? I'm in my kitchen trying to make a crispy salmon, okay? I'm trying to figure out why my I forgot to flip my chicken, trying to figure out what's going on in my damn pan, trying to make my quinoa and my brown rice, and then I come back to my computer, okay? And Dak Prescott want to secure the bag while I'm just trying to flip my salmon right?
Wow.
Well, look, speaking of Dak, he did secure the bag. Now, Rob and I think it's great for Dak, obviously, but that Jerry Jones totally botched this thing and could have signed him a year or two ago for cheaper. But I see some reporters tweeting out that they think this is a good deal for both teams, or, you know, both sides. Where you land on this? Is it good for both sides? Win-win?
I definitely think that Dak Prescott is benefiting from it now in terms of waiting, kind of similar to what happened, although not to that same extent as Kirk Cousins. It's good for Jerry Jones in the sense that they're able to lower the salary cap hit for this year by adding those two extra voidable years. And so they, you know, get a cap savings, you know, by doing that. And also by comparison to when they would have done this, I don't know, they've been working on this for what, 3 years or however long, you know, the money has gone up since then. The pie has gone up, although the cap has come down a little bit from 198 last year to 180. But when you look at the fact that, if even Dak is going to stay a Dallas Cowboy, the fact that he can come back, this deal runs through 2024 and get another bite at the apple, in contrast to a Pat Mahomes whose deal lasts through 2031, and assuming that the cap goes up in your basketball terms, Chris, this reminds me of the difference between what Carmelo Anthony used to do compared to what LeBron used to do when LeBron was getting those 3-year deals and Carmelo was doing the 5 years, but obviously a bigger gap difference with Mahomes.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'll just say it is interesting. Just from what Mahomes got compared to Dak, what do you make of that? Mahomes only got $63 million guaranteed, and Dak got $126 million.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what happens. Also, when you look at the length of Patrick Mahomes' deal, and then also the fact that, you know, this is an instance in where the franchise tag actually was the friend of the player, because last year the tag was at $31 million. Had he been attached with the tag for a quarterback, it would have been at 37.7. So for the people listening, to kind of break that down, what that means is that would have been Dak's floor. That's the minimum he had to have gotten over a year. So you're not going to take anything less than that. So they had to give him above that. And also, knowing Todd France and the fact that he had the leverage in this situation, and you got to pay for the fact that my client had to sit up here and wait for his long money. You got him going year to year in a situation in which a worst-case scenario did happen. He got that ankle injury, and thankfully it wasn't like a Willis McGahee knee injury. So you got to pay for that. You may have had to wait. So now he got the bag on top of the bag and a little cushion and can come back and eat that apple in 3 years.
No, you're absolutely right. And obviously he's not the only quarterback whose future was in flux. Let's start in Seattle. You know, Dallas was one of the places that Russell Wilson threw out there. Didn't seem like that was realistic. But how do you see this thing ending this year? Does he start the season in Seattle, or do you think he'll be moved?
Well, here's the thing. As soon as Mark Rogers, who is Russell Wilson's agent, put that out, you know, the four teams that, well, it was always curious, the tweet, right, which it said, you know, Russell Wilson hasn't demanded a trade,
right.
but if
right.
he did,
right? We said that's like saying I don't want to break up, but I want to date other people.
Right.
You know if I mean? I won the lottery, you might find me in the Maldives. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Type thing. But as soon as that tweet came out, you know, I had reached to a source in Dallas, and matter of fact, retweeted it before I came on your show, in which they said to me, quote, Dak is our quarterback, still working on getting something done. So you knew nothing was happening there. You know, in New Orleans, obviously, they're in cap hell. I've heard from the beginning how much they love Jameis Winston. Obviously, that's a smart move for Sean Payton in the sense that you had him there learning behind Drew Brees last year. And right. even though he's eligible for unrestricted free agency, you were going to get him at a premium saving to keep right. Jameis, a guy who threw that many touchdowns and hopefully will reduce his amount of interceptions. And then you're looking at the Raiders, in which, you know, the head coach, Jon Gruden, and the general manager, Mike Mayock, have, you know, continued to say they're behind. So that really just leaves the Bears. But put all of that aside, guys, from, you know, up through this day, and I always say hashtag what they're saying up to today, I've heard from the beginning, we're not trading Russell Wilson. Now, things can change. Feelings can change. We'll see if Russell Wilson goes deeper into, you know, whatever funk. But, you know, the position that I've continued to hear is that they're not trading him. Mm.
That's, interesting. With just the way everything is played out. And the other one is in Deshaun Watson. What do you expect to happen there? What plays out there? Does he sit out? It doesn't sound like the Texans are really interested in moving him.
Well, here's the thing that I keep saying, you know, on Twitter, you know, so the players can see me say it. It's consistent. You know, I always want players to be happy, okay? But you also have to be objective as to what makes business sense. So my mantra continues to be franchise quarterbacks do not grow on trees. If you have a top 10 guy, let alone a top 5 guy, with guys like Tom Brady showing that they can play into their 40s, you should not be giving that up, especially when the Texans have already given up every star on their team already. So if Deshaun Watson leaves as a business, who are you touting on, you know, like one of them Atlanta NBA All-Star promo cards?
So,
who are you coming to the party for?
Right.
There's nobody there.
Right.
Do
you see? So, I mean, the Texans have all the leverage in terms of his contract and all of that stuff. We know he'd have
to
give back money, retire. I mean, do you see it getting that ugly? Like, we see all these reports that Deshaun is never going to play for them. Like, do you think he'd really be willing to forget sitting out? I mean, he'd have to retire, at least for a little while.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, okay, the Texans have the leverage because they have him under contract.
Right.
And even though Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause, that doesn't mean that the Texans have to trade.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You're under contract. So even as all this lathering was going on TweetDeck and talking about Deshaun Watson's position and all these other things, which I understand, if you have this ire towards the team, I understand that. But it doesn't mean that Nick Caserio, the new general manager, which we'll get to in a second, has to blink. Now, mentioning the new GM, he's come in there. He's trying to establish his tenure. He came over from the Patriots. You have to think, is the tone that he's trying to set, like, okay, you know, dudes just ruffled their feathers and I'm just going to, you know, get up and move.
Right.
You know, he doesn't want to open the floodgates. You know, those are things. I mean, he may very well do that, but I'm just saying that's something for him to consider in terms of how he's handling it to this point, which is why they haven't blinked or rarely, you know, really even engaged any team. So, you know, I had a source that was telling me from another team that they felt like Deshaun was going to have to sit out. We'll see if the draft deadline and free agency coming up here are important dates for the Texans and how really willing they are to, you know, I don't know, I don't want to put the onions on the table, so to speak, and see how long they want to take it to in terms of, nah, because here's the thing, guys, and here's the last point on this. The more you get towards the season, the more the leverage shifts towards the team after the draft, if they indeed show that that's not important to them. You understand what I'm saying? Because then Dak is sitting there, and then now the fan base is like, okay, wait a minute.
Right.
We're going through a pandemic. People out of jobs. You sitting here with 100-plus. We got to have a quarterback. What you doing, bro? You see what I'm saying?
I just need, real quick, clarification. Mm-hmm. The onions you're talking about, are those to go with the salmon or something else? No, I'm just
kidding. What'd you say? Do I got to go with it?
I said the onions you were talking about, do they go with the salmon or something else? All right, you got it. Thank you.
Salad. Those onions, I was talking about something else. I thought, getting ready to throw sixes.
Great. It is great talking with you. We're going to hear from you. Often.
Yes,
definitely. Keep up the great work. You're doing great interviews, getting great guests. We're enjoying it.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good show.
All right, Josina. That's our friend from the old place, NFL reporter, host of Undefined with Josina Anderson. Make sure you check out her podcast. Sources say it's next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You can just hear that beat and know it is a Magic City Monday. DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and the twos. We're the iCouple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Same where we put Chris and Rob's extensive journalism experience to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. I got seven stories. They all sound a little bit real, sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which one is which. So let's get started. Story number one. This is a favorite of mine. Professional disc golf player Paul McBeth just became the richest player in their sports history. He inked an endorsement deal with Discraft Disc Sports that will pay him $10 million over the next 10 years. Are my sources good? Chris.
I mean, that sounds ridiculous for a sport I've never even heard of. Disc golf, is that what it's called? But for you to put it out there, I'm going to say it's true.
I'll say somebody else false.
Bro.
We have a
disc
movement at the top.
Golf?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
It is a real thing.
I know, but what is that?
It's like frisbee golf.
I was going to say, is that what it is? Frisbee? Okay. Golf.
All right, here we go. Frisbee Story golf. Number two. This is right up your guys' alley. A pair of game-worn Michael Jordan 1 sneakers that MJ allegedly used to recruit a high school player to North Carolina has just sold for $529,000.
Wow.
Rob Parker, are my sources good?
False.
I'm going to say true.
Bro.
Wow. Better to be lucky than good, I say. Way to go, Chris. All right, here we go. Sources say the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Paulo Costa.
What?
The Stylebender. I don't know if you, I'm not even going to try to say his name. The Stylebender, a couple of weeks ago at a UFC event, he lost. He said the reason why he lost was because he drank too much wine the night before and was still kind of drunk in the octagon. Chris, you got a 2-0 lead. Are my sources good?
I think that's true.
False.
Bro. Get the beat ready, Alex. Just get it cued. Maybe even do a little scratching this time.
All right. Well, it's 3-0.
I'm looking for a remake. Rhyme over it, Alex. Drop a bar.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Some bars.
It is 3-0. Now, this is one that just came out today, so let's see if you guys get this one. You know, Johnson & Johnson's working towards that new COVID vaccine. Well, interestingly enough, one of their silent benefactors in their research was another Johnson. Magic Johnson donated $500,000 towards the cause. Chris, are my sources good?
I believe that. I think that's true.
False.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Uh-oh. Oh, Rob's on the board. Uh-oh. We keep it moving.
How much time is left, Alex?
There's enough time.
I think we might got time for one more, so this is just for fun. Yeah. All right.
This one's double points.
Nah, we ain't no rules changes.
Come on.
My sources say that Danica Patrick, we talked about an auction earlier, she's actually auctioning off a pair of Aaron Rodgers game-worn sneakers that she had in their apartment from when they were together. Now, it's going to charity, but she's asking $1,000 for a sneaker or cleats that didn't even belong to her. Rob, are my sources good?
False.
I do think that's false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Is it true she's asking for another amount?
No, that would just be shiesty if she did.
You just totally made it up. I mean, she could ask him and he might be cool, but they would ask for more than a grand, I would think. So well, is that it?
And that note, we
bring
hit the
bongos. Bring the beat back. Bring that beat back. Bongos, baby. Bongos. Let it breathe.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.